From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hi, everyone. The question, how can I build a personal brand without shameless self-promotion? Personal brand. That's a common term today. Some people love it. Others shudder when they hear it. Your grandmother probably had her own word for it. She called it your reputation. I think personal branding is your reputation stated in one line or even just a few words. Not long ago, I moderated a panel with a number of managers who'd recently taken on the top leadership roles of their organizations. I asked them to introduce themselves using their name and then finishing this sentence, I'm the one who... dot, dot, dot. Now, that's a quick test of your brand, or at least the one you want. I'm the one who... dot, dot, dot. And the answers could be, I'm the one who's an expert in office technology, or I'm the one who knows how to help teams work better together, or I'm the one who turns failing businesses around, or I'm the one who helps kids by breaking the normal rules of teaching. One line can sum up the brand you identify for yourself. But the next question is, do others see it too? If so, how? Let's think in terms of concentric circles, you know, circles within circles within circles. That one in the center, that smallest circle, that contains the people you interact with daily. They're the first test of your reputation or brand. They see your work. They know its quality. They may be living proof of the impact of your brand. Would they finish that sentence, he or she is the one who... dot, 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 the way you would? If you're solid there, then it's time to look at the next widest circle. And that probably contains people who care about that thing you do, that talent or strength you have. Let's just say it's landscaping, and your brand is, I make people really happy with designs that are creative and inexpensive. Now, how are you reaching out to other landscapers? You can do it by joining a trade association or a local horticultural society. And better yet, don't just join. Think about a leadership role. Become someone who takes the helm at that organization so your voice is heard. Now move on to the next widest circle, the public served by your skill. What can you provide to the public that they need? How about a speech to a gardening club? How about volunteer services for a neighborhood restoration project? Note that I've said volunteer. Personal brands can be more quickly formed by sharing your talent for a good cause, with no expectation of publicity or credit. And I can tell you this from personal experience. I can connect every upward step of my career to something I volunteered to do with no expectation that anything more was going to come of it than just doing a good thing. So let's move on in those circles to the more general public. This is where today's digital world really helps you build your brand. You have the ability through social media platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook to document your credentials, to show fun examples of your skill in action, or to provide helpful advice from your area of expertise. You could build your own website, but you don't have to. You could contribute to another or publish something of interest to others in a free platform like Medium. You can build a network of followers on Twitter by seeking out and following others in your field and sharing relevant material. Think of these concentric circles as your network, something that's built on quality, authenticity, generosity, and reciprocity. But you need to be consistent. Stay true to your mission. If your brand says, I'm the one who advocates tirelessly for abused and neglected animals, then stay current on issues or events. Be more than just opinionated. Be informed. Develop that expertise. So, about that brand, identify what you want it to be. Then deliver on it, document it, share it, stay current, and be open to feedback. But remember, a brand is like leadership. It isn't something you can just claim. It's something to which you aspire, and it's only there if others see it and believe it. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler. I'm the one who likes to help leaders succeed in the digital age.